Hey, you. Yeah, you. Come here. You know you can't be out there with the undead on the loose. I'm gonna try to get a radio signal to find help out there. Almost found something. Oh, I got it. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Oh, and check that door. Yeah, keep it locked.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a bully, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover?
Not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat? I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, February 11th at 3 p.m., head over to the Butternut Valley Room for art and advocacy poster making. On Thursday, February 12th at 5:30 p.m., join Adios for their Corazones y Colores San Valentin themed event in Fitzell, room 303. On Friday, February 13th, starting at 10 a.m., join WONY for our World Radio Day tabling happening in the Hunt Union lobby. Also on Friday, join Milne Library for their For the Love of Books event from 2 to 4 p.m. in Milne 102A. In Dewar Arena, watch women's basketball as they take on New Paltz happening at 5:30 p.m. And stay after to watch men's basketball as they also take on New Paltz happening at 7:30 in Dewar Arena. On Saturday, February 14th, happening in the Hunt Union Ballroom starting at 5 p.m., watch the Threads of the Diaspora African Fashion Showcase, presented by the Pan-African Student Union and the SUNY Oneonta Heritage Language Institute. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week. Keep it locked. Stay warm out there.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Sour Girl, your favorite WONY show ever. Just kidding, there's so many great shows on this radio station. Today is an extra special day because you know what Saturday is? Valentine's Day. And if you are like me and you do not have a Valentine, this episode in particular will be just for you. This is the Heartbreak Songs episode where I'm going to be playing some of the best curated emo, alternative, and somewhat heavy breakup songs. / heartbreak songs. So you guys better be getting ready to cry because I know I will be in the studio right here. We're going to start with a really good song. This is going to be a song called The Phone Works Both Ways by the Jazz June. We're going to hop right into this one because it's a great song.
Oh,
All right, so that was The Phone Works Both Ways by The Jazz June. This song means a lot to me because it's very relatable, I feel. And, you know, the phone does work both ways. So next up, we have a great other pre-emo band called Kind of Like Spinning. I played one of their songs a few episodes ago. I believe I played At Your Convenience. So this is going to be a song called Afraid of Crushes. This is more of a demo song, and the vocals can sound rough at some points, but it truly is such an incredible song, and I'm really excited to show you guys. So I'm going to fade that one in, and then I'm just going to let the music play for a while. So I hope you guys don't miss my voice too much.
Way your hair fell across your eyes, spoiled my plans to never fall again, to never fall again. And when in vain almost cried.
right, all right. That was the band Death Cab for Cutie. The title of the song was Champagne from a Paper Cup. This is a new discovery for me. I like this band. I think they're pretty good. The next song, however, has a huge sentimental value to me. I grew up with both of my parents listening to this song. This is the song Horns and Tails by Poison the Well. It's a very emotional, introspective song, and I believe that it's important to be played on a Heartbreak Valentine's Day special. So we're gonna jump right into this one, and I want to talk a little bit before the next song as well. So let's hop skippity jump into the song. Enjoy it. That was the song Horns and Tails, again by Poison the Well. One of my favorite bands of all time, might I add. They're one of the best post-metalcore bands ever, I believe. They're right on par with like 18 Visions, one of my other faves of that genre. Next up, we have another absolutely devastating song that I think correlates perfectly with the theme of this episode. It's going to be the song Three Libras by Perfect Circle. If you know me, you know that I'm in love with Maynard James Keenan. I used to bully him when I was a kid, but he has a voice unlike any other in Three Libras. If it doesn't make you cry, then I believe that there might be something off. So cry with me, guys. Thank you.
We'll be right back. time that you leave my house, I fear that your truck flips or crashes. I'm always assuming the worst. It's not healthy.
The song Relax Divide by Hail the Sun. That song is absolutely tragic. I actually, funnily enough, found it through a TikTok edit, so I just thought that would be funny to mention on the show. Next up, we have one of an all-time favorite bands of mine, Circa Survive, with their song House of Leaves. This song isn't explicitly a breakup song, but it tells the tale of people departing, and I think it's very fitting to the theme of the episode, so I'm going to play this song again. It's called House of Leaves by Circa Survive off of their album Juturna. Thank you.
Oh,
So that was a little bit of Radiohead for you guys. Radiohead is honestly a tragic band. I can't listen to them the way I used to when I was younger because I just think that they're a generally depressive band. But they fit the theme this week, so whoop-de-doo, Thom Yorke. I know his name's actually pronounced Tom, but I call him Thom. Anyhow, the last two songs are going to be by two relatively popular artists. One being a newer artist by the name of Cameron Winter. I'm sure you know him. This next song is going to be called Take It With You. And then our final song is going to be by my beautiful, incredible vocalist, Fiona Apple. It's going to be her song, I Know. I'm going to probably come back to talk about that song a little bit before I play it, though. So get ready for Cameron Winter because he has a unique voice. And I think that he's a very good new talent on the scene.
Just as the map goes, or further west than warmth, the pioneers. You can sail down south where the chocolate trees grow. But you can't stay here. Cowboy north till you reach the Dakotas. Ride the highways in your Cadillac. You could make a fortune panning gold in Sarasota. Just don't come back. I found a keepsake of you by the window in the kitchen.
Again, that was the new fascination of Cameron Winter. You all might know him from his other band, Geese. They recently played on, I want to say, Saturday Night Live, and they're very popular right now. They're a New York City band, so they're close to home for us New Yorkers. So I just wanted to spotlight a newer artist that I think is pretty good. Last up from my rotation, I'm going to be playing a song near and dear to my heart. This is the song I Know by Fiona Apple. This song, how do I even talk about I Know? It's self-explanatory when you listen to it, but I think Fiona's lyricism really shines here. And when she says, so for the time being, I'm being patient, how could you not cry, you know? So for the time being, I'm being patient, so I Know by Fiona Apple.
That's what I am so far. Until you get out of this mess. And I will pretend that I don't know of your sins. Until you are ready to confess. Just consider this. Too late for me to wait for you. say
I think that's where we're going to stop off for the night with my songs. I have one more song up from our rotation. It's going to be a song named Minerva by Audro, which is a newer band. This is a new release by them sent to the radio station, so I hope you guys enjoy. Thanks for listening to my Valentine's Day special. I hope that you guys got all your emotions out and enjoyed, because I enjoyed showing these tragically sad songs to you guys. So happy Valentine's Day, everybody, and enjoy the next and final song. Not by my choosing. Next week, we're going to have a much more positive, happy episode. I'm not sure what yet, but stay tuned.
You're not even the fart.
Hey, let me ask you something. Do you really know where you're getting your news from? Now, you might say you're a Wall Street Journal reader, or that the New York Post is what's got your attention. Maybe you check out Fox News to get your updates. But what if I told you that those three publications are all owned by the same company? How about I add on to that and let you know that just six megacorporations own 90% of all media sources in America. Just six. All it takes is one executive of one company to lift their finger, and millions of people get fed the same info. Whether that info is true or not, and no matter who everyone subscribes to. It's just something interesting.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some